Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right down to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special. Young man out of Texas A&M University, Mr. Miles Jones. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Joining me, as always, over the last few months, covering all these great cornerbacks that's going to be going to the National Football League in the 2022 NFL Draft, is my man out of Florida State University. He built the program in 1979, where it's at today. He played 12 years in the National Football League with one team, the Atlanta Falcons. And he was part of one of the greatest drafts ever, the 1981 NFL Draft. I can't really agree with him on that because I said 1983 was the best. But my man, joining us this morning, Mr. Bobby Butler. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Vincent, how are you today, man?
Hey, I'm pretty good, man. Ready to talk about all these great prospects. We got the draft, I think, about a month and a half away. They got the NFL Combine going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to go. So what do you like about this young man out of Texas A&M, Miles Jones?
Hey, listen, man, Miles Jones is an exceptional ball player. You know, there's some guys who, you know, we come to the league, we have what we have, right? You know, I was 5'11", just under 6 feet, 155 pounds, you know. Didn't have size, but I had speed. And so I look at a guy like Miles Jones, who's 6'4", 190-pound corner, runs a legit 4.5 40. You're talking about a physical guy, you know, he possessed that thing that you just can't teach, Vincent, size. You can't coach it, you can't teach it, you're either born with it or you don't have it, right? And so he's got that thing going for him. And here's the thing that I loved about him, because when you get a guy that big, a lot of times they're not that fluid. They have their problems because they're long and rangy. This guy's an exceptional corner. For Texas A&M, he played what we call the field corner, which in my days was considered the strong corner, which meant you played to the widest side of the field, right? So you're the cover guy. That means you're the cover guy, right? Guys who play in the boundaries, you know, it's like a cover two. They don't do much. There's not a lot of room, you know, for receivers to maneuver. Not a lot of big plays thrown in the boundary. But this guy plays, you know, he's a field corner. And so that says a lot. He's their cover guy, 6'4", right? So here's what I love about the guy. He's better. He's a better defender because that's what we saw Texas A&M do. But he's a better defender in zone coverages, right? And a lot of NFL play zones, right? And so in cover two, see, he displayed that good route combination recognition. So when you're in cover two, you know, a lot of people say, well, the corner plays in the flat. Well, it's a little broader than playing in the flat. Now, you got to play underneath the seven route, which is a deep route, and react to what's in the curl flat. And he knows how to do it, man. You can't throw a seven route with the number two receiver over him. He's going to be under to pick it off. Or when you throw it to the curl flat or the flare pattern, he's going to be up there real quick to make the tackle. Very aggressive, very physical ball player. I love the way he plays zone coverages. Cover three and cover four, Vincent. I like how he transitions from his back pedal to a side shuffle real smoothly now for his size. And see, that's another thing. How does he use his frame? He uses it very well. And he has the speed, you get that 4-5 speed, and the height to make it difficult for a quarterback to throw that ball up and over in there, right? So, and that's the thing you can't teach, right? And so he's got the speed to defend over top. I like that about him, you know. And in the NFL, he's going to do extremely well in press coverage. Why? See, let me tell you something about a young man I know up close and personal named Deion Sanders. Now y'all call him Coach Prime. All right, Coach Prime, before he was Coach Prime, well, he was just Prime. He was one of the bigger corners in the game. A lot of people don't know that about him. He was 6'2 and some change, 200 pounds. And what he was able to do, Vincent, was when he played bump and run against a flanker, or what we call Z, the receiver who's off the ball, you know, that's a lot of space in between for him to create another line of scrimmage to make some moves at the line and get by. Well, Deion can sit over there just patiently, and when that ball snaps, he can reach all his arms across that space to jam him as if the Z was on the line of scrimmage. I know you football fans don't know what I'm talking about, but just trust me. He got long arms. This guy got long arms. And what I like about him when he's playing cover two, Vincent, he knows how to reroute the receivers. I see him reroute receivers with one hand. I see him reroute with two hands. So that's telling me he's going to play close to person, do well in man coverage on the next level, right, at the line. Because let's think about it now. He's 6'4". Most receivers, outside receivers now we're talking about, in the NFL are what, Vincent? 6'3", 6'4". So they don't have an advantage over Miles. He's going to get up there and play. Let's go. Let's go. I like that about him. So he's got that ability. Very physical at the line. And here's what I like. When he plays at the line, he gets physical. He's able to stay in the hip. Because I'm going to be honest with you, Vincent. A lot of people don't know this. 90% of the work is done if you do it at the line of scrimmage. I can't take it today when I see corners come up to the line like they're bumping and don't put their hands on the receiver. We're going to put that in the – thou should not do that. I'm being a perpetrator. Get up there and do your business. Do your work. Lay hands on them people. And so that's what I love about this man. He got that intangible, that thing you can't coach, you can't teach. He was born with it. But he's a really good football player. I like his ball production plays. He plays best when he's playing with his eyes. When he got his eyes on the quarterback, Vincent, and he can see the ball coming. And so I like that about him. In the NFL, there are a lot of teams that play zone coverages and mix in a little man, you know, from the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks, really, they play cover three up there. And they really play it. You see guys like Richard Sherman, all pro, playing cover three. He's not playing man-to-man like Deion Sanders, bump and run. They go to the Pro Bowl playing cover three, right? And so I like this young man. He's got the size. He's got the length to disrupt to the catch point, you know, and I love the way he get involved with the run game. This guy is going to be a very special guy on the next level. And I like him to a few guys. I'm going to take your note. I like him to Richard Sherman. I like him to Brandon Browners. I like him to Everson Walls. A lot of people don't know Everson Walls, 6'2", almost 6'3". I like him to Prime Time, Deion Sanders. And I like him to Mike Haynes and Louis Epps. You know, laying hands on guys, up close and personal, making it hard for a quarterback to get that ball over and in. I think Miles Jones is going to be a real credit to the NFL.
You know, Bobby, one thing I want you to do is explain to the people what you mean about a cover three scheme. Right,
cover three is real simple. It's three people deep thirds. You got an outside corner. He's got deep third of the field. That's his responsibility. You got a free safety in the middle. He plays deep third. And you got the far corner on the other side playing thirds. And then you got the strong safety, the guy who's on the second receiver, playing curl to flat. Will linebacker on the weak side playing curl to flat, right? But here's the thing about zones in the NFL. You know, a lot of people play cover three, and they just float in space. You get kids in high school and some colleges, well, I got deep third, they're just drifting back. No, you got to play it like a cover three man concept. If there's nothing threatening your deep, you got to squeeze down that curl route, right? Things like that, you got to know and make that tight of curves. Richard Sherman is a pro at that. You know, he'll be cover three. He'll make a play on the curl route. You can also play cover three from up close and personal. Get in a bump alignment, and on the snap of the ball, you bail, but your responsibility is deep third. You follow me? And so,
yes, sir.
So yeah, and so you can disguise it by giving a bump look, making it look like one free coverage and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I mean by cover three. You got three guys playing in the deep third.
Guys, what's more important than peace of mind? I'll tell you what, it's nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all the threats that you face today on the internet, because let's face it, there's a bunch of them, it's more important than ever to be sure you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryptions to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all of your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code believe, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Well, when I think about Miles Jones, I think about he's kind of athletic. 6'4", you don't see corners that size. Like you brought up Richard Sherman, Brandon Browner. But when I look at Miles Jones, I think of Jerry Holmes.
There you go.
Yes, New sir. York Jets.
Yes, sir.
Then I think about Miles Jones' production. Mm-hmm. See, great ball skills, what I see. I'm not, no question about it. I didn't play in the league like you mm-hmm. or Mr. Dan Kelly, I scout. But mm-hmm. I know when I watch him, the film or what you call YouTube, mm-hmm. he got some great ball skills to locate and destroy.
Yes.
I give him an A+ because he had 4 interceptions.
Yes.
And then he got a little something that you just mentioned about Deion with the when he has the ball in his hands, he can take it back up field.
That's right. Do something with it.
But then I'm gonna go back. I like his athletic ability. Mm-hmm. 6'4". Like you said, it's hard to throw over him.
Yes.
But then when you look at him like an athlete, he reminds me, I'm gonna come back basketball. Bah, slammer, jammer, cat, the glide,
yes,
Michael Young, Michelle, then Terry Teagle when I was in school at Baylor.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Taylor at Texas Tech.
Yes, sir.
And the great Sidney Moncrief. He's got that basketball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And then when you look at it, mm-hmm. the history of Texas A&M at the cornerback position.
That's right.
Patrick Thomas. Greg Williams.
Yes, sir.
James Flowers. Terrence Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Smith. Uh-huh. Patrick Bates. Aaron Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Ray Mitchell. Terrence Keel. And as you just mentioned, the great Lester Hayes.
Yes, sir.
That young man going to be all right on the next level.
Absolutely.
And he going to do this at the OJs. He going to be counting that money.
Yes, sir.
Final words on Miles Jones, my brother. Cornerback out of Texas A&M.
Well, I tell you, he's an exceptional looking guy. He's going to do well on the next level. I can't predict where he's going to go. You've got a lot of great corners in this year's draft. But he's going to be a special guy. You know, if you want somebody out wide, you know, and then, you know, with his size, you know, when he get to his eighth, ninth, 10th year, you can move this guy into safety and play another 4 or 5 years. And so I like him. He's going to make somebody a great, great player. I'm looking forward to see where he go next month.
First of all, I want to give special thanks to our producer, Logan Landers. But this morning I got up. It's sunny out here in the state of Georgia. Even though we got the crazy situation going on in Russia, that's all right, though. But I thought about, why should we worry about so many things that we can't control? So that great group, one of my favorites of all the time, Chic, had a song, Good Times. These are good times.
Yes.
Leave your cares behind. These are good times. Our new state of mind.
Yes.
Miles Jones is going to be in the National Football League, leaving the SEC, the greatest and toughest conference of all football, with a new state of mind. Because I see Miles Jones at 6'4". He's going to be doing this. Money, money like the OJs. Counting it. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure to have all these great videos today.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'm Vincent Turner, your host. Please come in and share it if you like the video. Thank you to Royalty today here on 100 Yards Football. I thank some people at Florida State University. I hope they realize that what this young man in front of me did for their program. Y'all was nowhere on the map. And him and his great teammates turned it around and built y'all into a football power. There was no history like an Alabama. There was no history like a Georgia. There was no history like USC. Florida State was an independent.
That's right.
And this young man right here changed the whole scope. Not no Deion Sanders, not no Derrick Brooks. This young man from Delray Beach, Florida, started the tradition of what Florida State program is today. And one thing that I'm going to take away this from this video today, you look at the National Football League, you see all these players retiring at an early age. You see all these players jumping both for money. That's understandable. But think about this. This young man played 12 years with the Atlanta Falcons. And he played with a franchise that didn't do a lot of winning. But he showed his character, his honor to still stay and be Atlanta Falcon. And that's why I'm proud of blessed to be in front of him, my man, Mr. Bobby Butler. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. It's been a great joy. It's been a great ride. Like the great band Chic, Good Times. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.